The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good before the 4th of July, right? 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. here on a Monday. And of course, because of the Independence Day holiday period going on right now at the Power Mall, we've got 10% off site-wide all week long. And we have Orega O's gummies now back in stock, but 10% off everything site-wide. And of course, that 10% off will be deducted at the shopping cart if you're online shopping. Jay will be Power Hour Jay, 877-817-9829. She's going to be on board from 8 o'clock on Central Time today. And she'll be on tomorrow as well, manning the phones to take your order if you feel so inclined tomorrow. Hey, just because it's the 4th of July doesn't mean people quit working. Now, we will not be doing our thing tomorrow. We're here today, but gone tomorrow. Now, we're going to do rebroadcasting and observance of Independence Day. And, of course, the Power Mall is going to be open still. So you want to place online or call Jay, you can do that. Of course, we appreciate the contributions to keep us on the air. Keep shortwave radio going. $100 or more, we'll get you one of the Joyce Riley commemorative coffee mugs. You see it right here. I'm holding it up on the screen. And if you happen to be streaming the video live and you can see us, vis-a-vis our website. How about that? Anyway, you can also send your donations to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. That makes it work. Let's see what else is going on today. Any of the partners tabs when you're shopping on thepowerhour.com, any of those partners, make sure that you take 5 minutes to call or email and let us know so we can get credit for that. We have newsletters you can subscribe to simply by going to thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com and clicking the newsletter tab, and we'll get that info over to you so you stay informed. We also have a forum, a community tab at thepowerhour.com that you can click on and share your thoughts and chat with other listeners about show topics, news, and more. And, of course, Rick Satellite Systems, great way to listen to the Power Hour show as well. $269 includes shipping, and you don't have to pay any fees after that. And, of course, one of these days we're going to be giving away a Rick Satellite System that was donated. And we're starting to get letters in. So if you want to send one to our Springfield, Missouri address by snail mail at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, you can. Or email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Of course, now we have the Marjorie Wildcraft PowerHourFood.com grow food in a grid down situation as well. And let's see what else is happening here. Today's top five news stories at 3 minutes after the hour. U.S. Embassy has issued a bulletin urging American citizens in France to exercise caution amid widespread rioting and unrest following a police-involved shooting earlier this week. Yep, the cop shot a teenager, and you thought that George Floyd, too, happened again. This was a June 27th police shooting in the Parisian suburb of Nanterre. Demonstrations are taking place all over Paris, all right? So much so that they have deployed, because we're going to get to this, 45,000 police officers on the fifth night of nationwide riots. And they're arresting people. This isn't like what happened in all the major cities following George Floyd. No, they're going after people for doing it, for tearing up the place. Bill, you know Fox News, Bill Malugin from Fox News, if you ever seen him, he's the one that's been covering the border crisis. And apparently, he and his videographer happened to tape a Del Rio Sector Border Patrol agent cutting a Texas-erected razor wire border barrier and letting multiple migrants enter the U.S. freely. Now, what do you call that? I mean, the state of Texas erected the barrier with the permission of the landowner to deter turnback migrants attempting to enter the U.S. illegally. And here's Border Patrol cutting the razor wire so they can get in. Wow. You see how the government doesn't give a rat's patootie about we the people? They don't care. Now, of course, we're getting word, and I'll talk about this in a minute. They got to use that money that they got for the border wall. They have to put up border wall. That's apparently what we're being told now. The Pentagon's got funds that have to be used for that, so they're going to have to put up border wall. Not a lot of it, but whatever they have to, the minimum amount. Like, that's going to help. I mean, if they're cutting razor wire, I mean, what is the sense of doing any of this stuff? They're just letting people, you know, I mean, we're being invaded, folks. Wow, what a bummer for Monday morning, huh? Multiple U.S. agencies say that they have found no signs that former President Trump issued a standing order to declassify sensitive documents. This according to the Office of Director of National Intelligence, the DOD, the NSA. Pick your acronym. Nobody's got any kind of a filing that has an order saying that he declassified anything. You see, when you leave stones unturned, this is what you get. Now, the other two major news stories that occupy our top five news. I feel like Tom Brokaw. Yeah. Retired U.S. Army Colonel Douglas McGregor. Remember him? He's a decorated combat veteran and the author of five books, has a PhD. He defense and foreign policy consultant. So we have retired U.S. Army Colonel Dr. Douglas McGregor. And he's been covering the PSYOP Ukraine invasion with uncanny accuracy and insight. 3 days ago, he appeared on a podcast and made what just might be his most dystopian prediction to date. yeah, we have that link to the video. Those of you who are on internet can go listen to this stuff because we're going to send you the email blast. That's why you go sign up so that you don't miss this stuff. And then you can be the judge. But here's what retired U.S. Army Colonel Dr. Douglas McGregor is saying. Quote, I don't think we'll ever get to the 2024 election. Next quote. I think things are going to implode in Washington before then. Quote, I think our economic financial condition is fragile. It's going to come home to roost in ugly ways. Now, I will tell you, I don't know exactly how it'll happen, but I think we're going to end up in a situation where we find out the banks are closed for 2 or 3 weeks and nobody can get into them. I think we're going to run into something like that. Next quote, I also think the levels of violence and criminality in our cities is so high, it's going to spill over into other areas and other places in society. People that normally think they can live remote from the problem are now beginning to be touched by it. Then I look at this thing going on in Ukraine. Ukraine, despite all the propaganda and the psyops and we need to be giving money to Zelensky, all these wasted tax dollars and all our arms and ammunition, he says, quote, I think Ukraine is going to lose catastrophically. It's going to be a complete collapse, and that too is going to have an effect here at home because people are going to say, wait a minute. Everybody told us Ukraine was winning. Everybody told us X, Y, and Z. I mean, sort of the Russian hoax on steroids, right? Russia, Russia, Russia. All those things are going to come together or converge in some ways. It's going to prevent us from reaching the, you know, the status quo. Oh, another election. Oh, another same set of campaigns and so forth. This doesn't sound pretty for the United States of America. Not only that, but our final top five, Gordon Chang. We've had him on the show before. He is saying that on the first day of war in Asia, the war will happen inside the United States. Chang is warning us that China's shock troops are now within the U.S. borders. And the concern is that on the first day of war, they're going to take down America's power lines, poison reservoirs, assassinate officials, start wildfires, spread pathogens, and create terror by bombing shopping malls and supermarkets. This is Chang's prediction. Their strike force is already here. Now, this sounds almost like Salt, the movie Salt, you know, Day X. So this is what's going to stop the United States from defending Taiwan, is because the Chinese shock troops already here, the sleeper cells, are going to mess with America. I sure hope you all are ready. Got your powder dry? This is why people are stocking up on food, guns, and ammo and a way to cook food. Can you imagine when they do this? It isn't a matter if, it's a matter of when. And we've been warned. But see, only our listeners, seriously, are paying attention to this. I mean, you think about it. Put on the critical thinking cap and think, okay, what are the chances of something like this, given the behavior of the current administration? You see, that's where you put things in perspective, right? This is where you ask yourself, given the current behavior of this administration, what do we have to look forward to? Can we be that optimistic that we're going to get to 2024 without a problem? Can we believe that? If your answer is no, then I'm assuming that you're preparing for something, right? We told you last week about 17.4 million weapons had been purchased from gun stores. And that goes for ammo, too. As the days wane on, it may be very difficult to get ammo because everybody else is buying it up. And like I said before on this show, I would hate to think about the area you live in and how many neighbors are going to go psycho if the power goes out and yours is on because you've got a generator and a way to run it and they don't. You've got solar power. They don't. Because they didn't prepare, they didn't grow a garden, they're not doing any of this stuff. The government will save us. Yeah, just like the jab, right? You answer those questions. What has the government done for you that it's done for itself? What has the government done for itself that it hasn't done for you? Yeah, like Mount Weather. You know, how many cities are there underground that they're going to try to run to when all hell breaks loose? How's this going to work? I'm asking you the question. Phone lines are wide open in Central Time here, 13 minutes after the hour, 7 a.m. for the next 2 hours. Just you, me, and the telephone. 844-769-2944 is the number to call if you want to chime in on our conversation and tell everybody if you're ready to just call to arms. You know, there's some interesting things here about what happened in Arizona that got vetoed by Governor Jan Brewer, then governor. They tried to institute their own constitutional militia. And we'll get into the Second Amendment argument here in a minute. In world news, like I said, France has deployed 45,000 police officers. So what happened is an officer shot this teenager as he attempted to flee a traffic stop last Tuesday. And ever since that happened and the video went wild, France has been burning, Paris especially. The home of the French mayor was ram raided and torched by rioters. His wife and two young children were sleeping in the house, according to Mayor Vincent Jean Brun. And they rammed his house and set it on fire. President Emmanuel Macron scrapped an official trip to Germany after a fourth straight night of rioting and looting across France. Now we're into day five. Hundreds turned out for the burial of the 17-year-old whose killing by police triggered the unrest. And of course, at least five Palestinians were killed and dozens of others injured as major Israeli offensive targets hit the city of Jenin. Yes, they're biggest West Bank incursion in 20 years. Here we go. Palestinian targets. Kaboom. Unrest has started. Russia is demanding its security concerns regarding NATO are respected, but neither has the intention nor the capability to contain the U.S.-led military bloc, according to former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Well, here's the thing. As long as there's conflict, and the country that is trying to, this being Ukraine, wants to join NATO, it can't do that while there is a border invasion going on. You have to have peace. And of course, Zelensky goes, no, we're not doing that. No, I'm having too much fun sucking money out of the United States. All the idiots over there, useful tools, are giving me all this money and military aid. Why should I bother discontinuing? We'll just keep this going. I mean, look at Vanguard. Look how much, or BlackRock. Look how much money they're making rebuilding Ukraine for a war that they funded with our investment money. Yeah, your pension funds went over there and funded this, right? Are you taking your money out of your pension fund? Huh? Really? Are you out of the markets yet? You see, this is it. You saw what they did to Budweiser, right? I mean, you got the former CEO of Bud Light yelling at the current CEO, you need to resign, dude. You did not get a handle on this. You screwed everything. You let your, oh, by the way, those two marketing reps that put What's his face, Dylan Mulvaney, on the beer can? They're gone. They're out. Whoosh, gone. Damage already done. We're into the billions here. Because America goes, you know what? We can play this game. If this is what it takes. Oh, it gets worse than that. I got some economic news that'll shock the conscience here. But here's, I don't know whether this is good news or bad news. The George Soros' foundation is laying off 40% of its workforce after passing control over to his son, Alex, and the foundation's president, Mark Malik Brown. So significant changes to the operating model, so they will become a little bit more nimble, better able to build on past achievements and confront urgent and emergency challenges. In other words, they're cutting their workforce, so they got more money to throw to try to fix Americans' elections. The owner of a pop-up drug shop in Vancouver, British Columbia, who opened up a mobile shop selling clean drugs, including heroin, cocaine, meth, and MDMA, that would be ecstasy, died of a suspected fentanyl overdose. Jerry Martin, 51, has dealt with a cocaine addiction, spent most of his youth homeless. He initially survived the overdose, was hospitalized for a few days, but then died on Friday. Italians are being forced to cut back on food. And why is that? Food prices up. Yep. General Confederation of Italian Industry, Confindustria, issued a report showing household spending on groceries is in sharp decline. Obviously, they're feeling the same thing we're feeling over here, right? 52 people are dead and 32 injured after a road accident in Kenya. Londiani Junction, 52 people dead. Here is what happened. A truck entered this intersection in western Kenya, which is apparently this Londiani Junction is a death trap, and plowed into cars, multiple vehicles, and whatnot. It's like a semi running into multiple vehicles, and that's what killed all, injured all those people. Not doing anything about it. The State Department has finally admitted in a heavily redacted report that Biden botched the Afghanistan withdrawal. Oh, tell us something we don't already know, right? I mean, all you had to do was watch what you may think is a moron with a mental acuity of office furniture look at his watch every time they offloaded one of those caskets. I mean, it was almost like OCD. 13 U.S. service members did not have to die, but they did because he screwed the pooch. Yep, this is the ice cream cone eating deviant doing this, right? You can agree or disagree. And of course, now we move into U.S. news and government politics and all that other good stuff. You know, I really don't care what these politicians think, because all they're doing is damaging our society. As a matter of fact, what's going on in D.C. right now, a series of explosive devices and a Molotov cocktail-style object, that's what they're saying, detonated outside three Northeast Washington, D.C. businesses early yesterday morning. No deaths or injuries, but leaving the city on edge, damage to buildings, broken windows, and debris. But the thing is everybody's on edge now, because now the chickens are coming home to roost, and now somebody decided that they're going to start tossing Molotov cocktails into buildings, and D.C. could turn into a war zone. This is what they're all freaked out about right there. Now, are we worried about that? What about all those NIMBYs out there? Well, that can't happen in my backyard. Yeah. What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? This is a quote from Thomas Jefferson. Because, and I use that today because the government is goose-stepping all over our freedoms. Case in point, America's founders did not want a military government ruled by force. Rather, they opted for a constitutional republic bound by the rule of law. That's the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. Yet, sometime over the course of the last 240 plus years, that constitutional republic has been transformed into a military dictatorship disguised as a democracy. Most Americans, and many of our listeners, I think, seem relatively untroubled by this state of what the author of this post is declaring as martial law. There are some who believe we're not under martial law because it hasn't been formally declared. But you see the frog in boiling water scenario? Well, it could happen without you knowing about it. And see, here's the thing. Biden bragged about how the average citizen doesn't stand a chance against the government's massive arsenal of militarized firepower. Oh, you mean what they're all sending over to Ukraine? And I mean, it barely caused a ripple in society. Nobody has said, hey, you traitor. Why would you even say something like that? Because this is what he said at a fundraising event in California. I love these guys who say the Second Amendment is, you know, the tree of liberty is water with the blood of patriots. Well, if you want to do that, you want to work against the government, you need an F-16. You need something else other than an AR-15. What are they so worried about banning assault weapons for? Why do they call AR an assault rifle when it stands for Armalite rifle? What are they so freaked out about? Because an armed populace is what's keeping this government in check. The message being sent to our citizenry here, we the people, well, some of us are we the people, some of us are we the sheeple. There's no place in our nation today for the kind of revolution our forefathers mounted against a tyrannical government. So this is why when you start to see stuff happen in your own backyard, the decision you have to make is how am I going to respond? Right? How's it going to work? If the electricity goes out, I can tell you right now that every cop is going to be trying to make it home to his family. I'm calling this the Katrina syndrome. If they have a way to get the hell out of Dodge, they're going to try. However, if the grid goes down and their vehicles still work, they're going to find themselves on an interstate full of gridlock. Good luck with that. The only thing saving them is the fact that they are armed. But then again, so is everybody else that's trying to bug out and get to their retreats out in the hinterland, right? Well, No, most people don't have retreats. We can't afford retreats. A potential tragedy, by the way, was averted in the border city of Eagle Pass, Texas. Maverick County Sheriff's Office deputies stopped a tractor trailer, and after noting suspicious behavior by the truck driver and noises coming from the trailer, the deputy searched the pneumatic tank trailer being towed by the driver and located 18 migrants sealed inside. Of course, the driver, who is from Texas, has been arrested. Yeah, they're paying U.S. citizens to do this, folks. See, you know who the U.S. citizens are that are traitors to their country. This guy probably did not take an oath to the Constitution either. No, they probably gave him a couple of $1,000 for each one of those 18 migrants. And he got in there thinking everything was going to be fine, but it wasn't. All right, now the 20 more miles of U.S.-Mexico border wall we were talking about. The law requires the Department of Homeland Security to use the funds consistent with their appropriated purpose, according to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection statement just made, announcing the wall construction. Yes, they are being forced to build part of Trump's border wall. Like, barn doors are already open, folks. The cows are out. A lot of good that's going to do, right? We're seeing the aftermath. Illegal immigrants are murdering U.S. citizens, raping women, looting stores, shoplifting like crazy. Oh, wait, I got some economic news for you when we get to that part. Biden, of course. Remember the Supreme Court just axed his situation with the student loans? Well, he's got new measures out to provide relief to borrowers. Within hours of the court decision, he promised to provide debt relief for some borrowers and a temporary measure to ease the transition back to loan repayment after a pause of over 3 years. See, what they're trying to do is boost the chances of getting more Democrats elected because people think that they should have free stuff. This is what happens when they become entitled. The CBO, which is the Congressional Budget Office, said the plan could cost $400 billion, but the Wharton School of Economics estimated it could exceed $1 trillion. And many people are denouncing this whole thing as unfair to Americans who repaid their college loans. I repaid mine. I don't have student loan debt. But see, the thing is, statistically, if you're 60 years of age and older in America, this is 60 and older. I've seen the stats. We're talking about $60 billion in student loan debt that people over 60 are still paying, whether they co-signed or whatever the case may be. Crazy, isn't it? We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these words here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on a Monday, the day before Independence Day. Dave Krieger with you here in the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. Yeah, I don't know what it is about taxpayers who have not filed their 2019 tax returns. Wow. How's that possible? If you have a refund coming, why wouldn't you? Apparently, now I don't know, this may be a way to get people to comply, but according to IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel, he said in a statement that taxpayers who are owed tax refunds for the 2019 tax year have until July 17th of this year to file a 2019 tax return and claim the money. That's 4 years. Last time I did the math. Because apparently there's $1.5 billion in refund money out there. Yep, you don't want to miss out on that free money, that money we took from you. Yep, all those refunds are money we took from you. Wow. You know, and this, see, the SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, killed the student loan cancellation program, right? And so this is what got Biden, got him all upset. His $400 billion plan would have erased up to $10,000 in student loan debt for every borrower who earns less than $125K a year, while canceling up to $20,000 for each Pell Grant recipient who meets that income standard. So that would have provided a blanket relief for up to 43 million borrowers, with roughly 20 million of them seeing their full remaining balance wiped out. I'm not happy about that, folks. Oh, by the way, the bipartisan thing going on, too, also, ruled in favor of a Christian website designer who said Colorado's law requiring her to create websites to celebrate same-sex weddings infringed on her rights. Court agreed. The Democrat side, the liberal justices, did not. Biden, of course, called the new decision disappointing. Well, on you, Joe. We've already had, you know, the Baker decision. We've already had this. I don't know why they continue to fight this. If they don't want to do something for the gay community and they don't want to bake a cake or they don't want to do floral designs or whatever, because Adam and Steve, instead of Adam and Eve, are getting married, then so be it. Wow. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts said the recent opinions contained a disturbing feature. And that feature is, you ready for this? This is just on the debt relief program. We're talking about the political aspect of each one of the justices' opinions are starting to get in the way of rule of law. Arizona Republican Carrie Lake has teased a possible run for the U.S. Senate while appearing on Breitbart News on Sirius XM for the 4th of July special. She's got a new book out called Unafraid, Just Getting Started. And of course, with the election laws here, red and blue state divide grows wider in voting and election laws. Next year's elections are still 16 months away, but for voters, perhaps the most important developments took place during the first half of this year when states drafted and passed legislation that will shape how those contests are run. So it's amazing how all of this is working. The divide continues. And of course, we always like to make some time for one of our former guest hosts and show hosts here on the Power Hour, George Freund in Canada. How are you, sir?
Oh, not too bad, my good man. We are coming up to the brink on many, many issues. I received a lot of information from people who live around Canadian Forces Base Borden, which is near Alliston, Ontario. And it's not very good. Mr. Trudeau is preparing to build a wall. Millions of concrete road barriers have been ordered and are being stored at this base, getting ready for the next lockdown or pandemic or whatever they have planned, so that we will be put in a complete and total headlock. Health Minister Hancock in the UK gave hints about the next one for his country and how the last one will be like a cakewalk by comparison. And he said, be thankful we didn't kill your pets, to give you some idea of how Dr. Diabolical works. And that's a common practice in British history, is to kill your pets. The RCMP murdered the Inuit sled dogs back in the 50s. And to get Diego Garcia for your military base, to get the indigenous people a little broken and busted, they killed all their pets too. So it's common practice in British history to do that. And it probably doesn't take a quantum leap to go a little further to take care of, you know, other people they don't find too accommodating for their plans. And the World Economic Forum, I hear, had a big meeting in China the end of June, and it's covered by the Gateway Pundit. It was called the World Economics Forum Annual Meeting. New champions gathered in Tianjin, China, 27th to 29th of June. The South China Morning Post has a good report on it, too. And it just says, like, we're going full steam ahead on the central bank digital currency, and, you know, basically, they're taking over the world. And there isn't a crap load of stuff you're going to be able to do about it on the other side of the cement barriers. At least that's their opinion. And for, you know, another change of pace, there's an evacuation order going out around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. The Ukrainians sent out notices to people 15, 16K away from it that you must leave and you can never return. So that doesn't sound like it's going to be a healthy environment. The Russians gave a similar notice to people on their side of the line to get 15 kilometers away, and they're evacuating their staff by July 5th, which is 4th of July, your time, as July 5th starts over there. And Medvedev is warning of a radiological event. And America sent their sniffer plane, Constant Phoenix, to Crete to be able there to detect that, so Senator Graham and Senator Blumenthal can be the Paul Revere's of the New World Order and get Article 5 as they're riding down the main ways on their decrepit horses. So the world is building up fast for some serious, serious stuff. And by and large, we're on the receiving end, but we believe in God, we believe in our countries, we believe in our constitutions, and we believe in our moral authority as living, breathing, sentient human beings that we shall not go, nor shall we back down. And that's an important thing to remember in all our histories.
Yeah, George, I want to ask you about the barricades, though. They're doing that to keep people from leaving Canada, right? That's what they're going to do. They're going to put up a border wall.
This is more for the 15-minute city concept, so you can't get out of your town.
Oh my! Oh, this makes zero sense. I mean, people need to eat unless the government deems that they don't. That makes sense, right?
Well, I'm Polish German. I know the game. And if you want a good review, study the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising or something like that.
Yep.
And see what happens when they lock you down. When you get to the central bank digital currency stuff, it'll be the same thing that happened in Warsaw back then. You feed a Jew, you go to the concentration camps. You just let them starve in the street. And you can see pictures on the internet of the dead bodies or sick people being stepped over. This will come for you ultimately when, you know, Klaus Schwab has that good, healthy German accent. He doesn't have to fake it like me. And there's no mistake about what happens when a totalitarian regime takes over and how far they'll go until they come. It's like any bully, right? Until they run into those knuckles that are in your sandwich. And then bullying isn't as much fun anymore. But that's where Americans are blessed with their Second Amendment, that you got knuckles in your sandwich.
Yeah, we'll get into the Second Amendment thing. By the way, you heard that over the weekend, Baltimore, Maryland, which is heavily gun controlled. Well, we had a shooting, left 2 dead and 28 injured over the weekend, last weekend. Man, unbelievable.
There's no stopping madness. You know, like in the videos I see from France, there's people going down the street blasting away with fully automatic weapons, you know, and being filmed at it and all the rest of the stuff. So, you know, come on, who's kidding who? It's the old saying, when arms are outlawed, only outlaws will have arms.
That's right.
And then there's another kook. He stole a police gun of some sort or another, some sort of AR-15 variant, full automatic. And he's walking down the street just pointing it at everybody, holding it. And you're just going like, holy smokes, man, duck. You know, it's like this guy don't even know how to handle it at all. Yeah. It goes off and, you know, he's taken down lots of people. So it's a fairy tale that, you know, gun control is going to work for anything. It's only got one purpose, and that's to make us weaker so when the time comes to put us in the hamster cage, we can't get out.
Yeah, well, that's going to change. I have a feeling we the people are going to have to do something about this. And George, I appreciate you chiming in, and thanks for letting us know what was going on north of the border. We appreciate that. Thanks for your call. The U.S. Supreme Court, by the way, speaking of the Second Amendment, is going to rule on whether people under domestic violence restraining orders have the right to possess firearms. Yep, they just announced that they're going to hear a case involving that very thing during its next term. And this, of course, is an appeal by the Biden administration of a lower court's ruling that found the law ran afoul of the Second Amendment's right to keep and bear arms because it fell outside of our nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. So what do you think? Do you think that white beaters need to be allowed to carry a weapon? Most states have banned that. If you've been convicted of a domestic violence, the propensity is there. If any kind of a domestic violence charge, you shouldn't have a gun. But this, of course, now they're disagreeing with that, and they're going to rule on it. Federal judge, by the way, has delivered a blow to the administration's gun control policy, the ATF, of course, trying to ban ghost guns. Well, they just reversed that. Said ATF overstepped its authority. This is Texas Judge Reed O'Connor up in Dallas, saying that unfinished gun parts are guns and can and therefore be regulated. Whoa. He said in his ruling that parts aren't guns under federal law. Gun parts aren't guns. Well, wait a minute. He says the unfinished gun parts are guns and can therefore be regulated. Judge O'Connor, Second Amendment, excuse me. Oh, man, some of these things don't make sense. Well, this is your partisan politics for you, right? This is what Chief Roberts was talking about in these rulings. They look at this and they say, oh, rule of law. Well, let's just, I don't agree, so I'm going to make a ruling. They want to appeal it, fine. And of course, during a Monday conversation with Elon Musk, Democrat presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said the Second Amendment is settled and that the Kennedy administration would not take away guns. But now, right around the weekend, he says he would sign an assault weapons ban if it reached his desk. Which is it? This is why I'd like to have him on the show, because I want to ask him, you are or not going to uphold the Second Amendment? And whether or not he does doesn't make any difference in Illinois. J.B. Pritzker, he's a tool, right? AR-15's at the top of the list of the ban. And of course, the people of Illinois, useful fools, reelected him for a second term. I know, you're in Illinois. You said, look, I didn't vote for the moron. I didn't vote for the fat slob. I get it. But see, a majority of people did, because they all want handouts. Maybe some dead people voted too. Apparently Chicago, they do still. So we don't know whether Kennedy's word parsing or not. Not going to take away the guns, but it's signed an assault weapons ban. AR-15, AK-47 rifles have been the target for decades. Is that what he's referring to? There is a big difference between a gun and a rifle. Huh, is there? Got to wonder about this. Yeah, for 50 years, the left-leaning columnist Donald Call has raged against guns, but after the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, he says it's time for anger. Killing gun owners and dragging legislators who disagree with gun control behind pickup trucks until they get the message. That guy is a sick, twisted you-know-what. This is the very reason why we the people are armed, is to prevent jackbooted thugs at the Department of Fatherland Security who have sold their soul for a paycheck from kicking down our doors and throwing us in some federal jail. So we can ignore the Joe Scarboroughs of the media. Yeah. And of course, DV has come up with an interesting take on the Second Amendment, and this is the idea of every state forming their own constitutional militia. So I hope you're reading into that. The state has to do its own thing, right? Each state has the right to form its own constitutional militia. I mean, how else are we supposed to coordinate when they start rolling up in these black SUVs and SWAT vehicles and trying taking weapons away by neighborhood? I mean, what are you going to do when they approach your neighbor in full riot gear and go in and try and kick in his front door and take away? And you're going to think, oh my God, the guy did something bad. Look at SWATs on his front door. Well, maybe it's all part of a gun grab and maybe they're coming to your place next. What are you going to do? Wait until they show up at your front door? Oh, here, take my guns. Yeah. Please don't shoot me. I went and stocked up on all this, but here, just take it. No, I want to live. Yeah, I want to be able to eat. Huh. See how that works? I guess our forefathers had a lot more cojones than we the people do now these days. If that's what we're worried about, man, we're living in a tyrannical society. You can say que sera sera all you want, but when they show up on your door, you have to say no. Remember what I told you about the threshold rule? If you don't believe me, look it up. If you let them across your threshold, it's cookies for you. You just gave them jurisdiction. And yes, what George in Canada just said about shooting your pets. Don't be surprised when your dog starts barking if they don't put a round in your dog first before they come in. And when that happens, your dog just did you a big favor by sacrificing itself because it just warned you, hey, they just shot my dog. They're coming after me. I need to get my gun and fire back. That bastard had no right to shoot my dog. That's my property. That's my family member, and I'm taking him out. You see, what is it? Does it have to come to that? Is this what we're afraid of now? Is this why we have our retired general or colonel that we just spoke about earlier in the show warning us we won't see the upcoming election? Things are going to get crazy. Like I said, better keep your powder dry. Because I don't think, you know, if you're not complaining to your state legislators about forming a constitutional militia so that we, the people, when we know we're being attacked, I mean, you let these cops just do whatever they want, folks, and you don't protest and you don't defend your property. You know, at least in some jurisdictions, they understand what a no trespassing sign is and a locked gate means, and they're not coming over that fence. Because they either have a warrant or they're trespassing. You don't believe me? Look it up. Read the law about stand your ground, about castle doctrine. If you need a little encouragement, come on, I'm giving you the resources. You need to think about that. What are you going to do to defend your property when all of a sudden the black SUVs and the SWAT vehicles roll up and you see them en masse going from door to door? What are you going to do then? You're going to get on the phone, call your neighbors and say, hey, they're getting ready to kick your door in, start firing. I got your back. Are you going to do that? I mean, this is the 4th of July. I mean, we could talk about stuff like this because this is what it's all about. The Constitution of the United States, your Bill of Rights, the right to keep and bear arms, the right to speak freely. Oh, they don't like that. You can't say stuff like that, Krieger. You can't say stuff. You can't warn neighbors that you have to defend each other. And what's the word say about laying your life down for your friends? Greatest thing you can do, love thy neighbor as thyself. Hey, you know what? When push comes to shove, folks, that's a decision you're going to have to make. It may be unpleasant, but what are you going to do? You going to let him shoot your dog first? Then do something? You're just going to lay down your guns and let him take you? That what you're going to do? Is it worth it? Spending all that time? I mean, you know, especially if you're elderly, do you want to spend your remaining days waning away in a prison cell? Seriously, I would think you'd know better by now. You'd already have that determination made up. You already got it figured out. I mean, this is what we, according to all the news reports and everything pointing in the direction of civil unrest that's coming at this country in a big hurry. And you have a decision to make. Are you going to defend your property or are you going to be a wimp when they come to your door? Our economy is sucking wind. UPS and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, which represents some 330,000 UPS delivery drivers and warehouse logistics workers, back at the negotiation table. But hey, July 5th. They kicked the can down the road. They gave them a contract. Now they're talking about it. It's not enough. Came back with real movement, but it's not enough, according to the Teamsters General Secretary Treasurer Fred Zuckerman. So they're back at the bargaining table, but that still means that you may only have another week of UPS deliveries. And all because of what Bud Light did. A glass bottling company has laid off over 600 employees that make glass beer bottles because of this. Wilson, North Carolina, and one in Louisiana. Over 600 people out of a job because of the Bud Light implosion. Walgreens is closing 450 stores to reduce costs as the company struggles with poor financial performance. You know why that is? either A, people can't afford to shop there, B, they're shopping all right. It's called five-finger discount. Of course, the company hasn't revealed the locations of the stores it intends to shut down, but this is what they've said in their third earnings quarterly statement. The IRS has sent notices to taxpayers in 8 states, basically disaster-affected areas, letting them know that they have more time to pay their taxes. Oh boy, whoop-de-ding-dang-doo. United Airlines, by the way, has canceled flights for thousands of passengers while the CEO took a private jet to get out of New York earlier this week. Wow. Yeah, the hypocrisy. Don't you love it? We'll be back with more news. Maybe a phone call or two in our next hour here on the Power Hour. Glad you could join us. Dave Krieger with you. Be back on the other side. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.